我们要攻读圣言。今天的经文是记载在马太福音9:20-22。那请会众听我来诵读。有一个女人患了12年的血漏病，她走到耶稣背后，摸他衣服的坠子，因为她心里说，只要摸到他的衣服，我就必痊愈。耶稣转过来看见她，就说，女儿，放心，你的信心使你痊愈了。从那时起，那女人就好了。这是上帝的话语。大家请坐，我们也想请我们的儿童们退席，其他他们的主席，我们的 OK。那今天立凯传道要为我们分享的题目是信心的触摸，我们请立凯传道。
如果你有带手机的话，记得调成震动或者是静音哈，我们等待那孩子们离去。
So as we say goodbye to the children, please silence your phones or turn them off.
好，我们一起来祷告，来到神的面前。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，求你来安静我们的心。
Dear God, may you quieten our hearts.
我们要听你的声音。
So that we may hear your voice.
你向我们心里说话。
May you speak in our hearts.
好，让我们的心来转向你。
So that our hearts may turn towards you.
主，你今天有话对于我们个别的来说。
Lord, you have something to say to each of us.
所以我们在这里静听你。
So we will quietly listen.
奉耶稣的名祷告， Amen.
In Jesus' name, Amen.
信心的触摸。
The touch of faith.
前阵子这个有一段新闻，帮我按一下。
So there's this piece of news.
网上那个新闻的标题是"我愿用余生"。换他健康。
And the headline is, I'm willing to exchange the rest of my life for his health.
在中国农村有一户人家生了一对男女。
So in a village in China, there was a family who had a son and a daughter.
因着城市的工作的机会比较多，所以丈夫就到城市那里工作，还有带着妻子。
And so because there were more job opportunities in the city, the husband and his wife went to the city to work.
丈夫在机械厂工作，妻子在一个服装店工作。
So the husband worked in a machinery plant, and the wife worked in a clothing factory.
所以一个月下来，他们的收入还过得差不多，虽然不是很多，但足够一家的开销。
So their monthly pay wasn't high, but it was enough for their daily expenses.
可是不到几年前之后，一个很不幸的事情发生了。
But after a few years, tragedy struck.
所以2019年的时候，他们的儿子患上了白血病。
So in 2019, their son was diagnosed with leukemia.
得这种病的患者其实对于一个农村 家庭是非常不容易的。
So, for their son to suffer through such an illness is a very big blow to the family.
因为治疗费非常的昂贵。
Because the treatment fee is very expensive.
这个孩子需要长期接受化疗。
And this child needs to go through long-term treatment.
每天需要打针吃药。
And every day he needs to have injections and take medication.
时时刻刻感到呕吐、头晕、恶心。
And he would feel nauseated. He would have headaches and vomit.
能够想象吗？一个八岁的孩子每一天要经历这些。
So this is an unimaginable thing for us to imagine an 8-year-old going through.
到2020年的时候初步的化疗完成之后，他们就可以顺利出院了。
So in 2020, the initial chemotherapy was completed, and the child was discharged from hospital.
就在他们以为这个新的生活要开始的时候，又有一个厄运打击了全家人。
So when they thought that their new life was about to begin, another bout of misfortune hit them.
这个儿子的癌症又复发了。
The son's cancer recurred.
医生说这个复发也代表着之前的那些治疗完全无效。
So the doctor said that the cancer recurrence meant that the earlier treatment was wasted.
他的病情就更加的严重，更复杂。
And the condition would become even more difficult to treat.
他们需要更多的钱来治疗。
And they would need more money to go through treatment.
对一个农村的家庭，他们是个很不容易的事情。
So for this village family, this news is very difficult for them to accept.
之前的治疗化疗已经叫他们倾家荡产了。
So before this, they had already used up all of their savings.
现在他们要跟他的亲戚家人再重新借一笔钱，额外的巨大的费用。
And now they need to go to their friends and family to continue to borrow even more money from them.
为了陪伴的儿子治疗，他们把女儿寄托给老人家照顾。
And in order to accompany their son as he went through treatment, they placed their daughter with her grandparents.
有时候我们听到这样的一个消息的时候，我们真的是感到很替他们不容易。
Sometimes when we hear this kind of news, we feel that it's very difficult for the family.
一场病能够把整个家庭完全破碎了。
Just one illness can break up the entire family.
今天我们要看到是圣经的也是一样的一个妇人，她长期被病魔折磨了十二年，到了一个绝望的地步。
So today we are going to look at a woman in the Bible who suffered a long-term illness for 12 years and was driven to desperation.
她因听闻了耶稣，就带着信心，偷偷摸摸的挤进人群中要去触摸耶稣。
And because she heard of Jesus, with faith, she covertly squeezed into the crowd to touch Jesus.
最终，她的病不但被治疗了，被医治了，耶稣也以恩典来触动她整个生命。
And in the end, not only was her illness healed, but Jesus also touched her entire life with grace.
好，下一个，帮我按一下。好，我们看到一个就是讲到迫切的那个触摸。
A desperate touch.
圣经说。有一个女人患了十二年的血漏。
So the Bible says, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years.
这个女人可能患了月经失调，子宫长期出血。
So this woman may have had a menstrual disorder with chronic uterine bleeding.
在当时的犹太人的那个信仰当中，凡是女人在月经的期间，她必须被隔离七天。
So during that time, Jewish law stated that any woman who was menstruating needed to be quarantined for 7 days.
因为凡摸她的或者是她所触碰的任何东西都成了不洁净，直到了晚上。
Anything that she touched, if anyone touched her or touched anything she touched, they would be considered unclean.
如果当时的犹太人触碰过她所碰的东西呢？如果要触碰她所碰过的东西，那个或者她所躺过的床或者他所坐过的椅子，这些人也一样的成为不洁净，他们需要洗衣服、洗澡，直到了晚上才成为洁净。
So if anyone touched anything she touched, like the bed she slept in or the chair she sat in, they need to clean their clothes and shower and only considered clean again at night.
所以当时的法利赛人跟那些祭司们，他们一般都会避开女性。
So this is why the Pharisees or the priests they would avoid women.
因为不知道那些女性们啥时候有这个月经的期间，所以他们为了履行自己的宗教，所以他们一般不接近或者不触碰女性。
So they were worried that if the women that they accidentally touched were going through menstruation, they'd be unable to carry out their religious work for the day.
但是我们从这个经文里头看到，这个妇女她不是一般的经期，她是一个这种长期性的月经的疾病。
But we see that for this woman, she isn't experiencing a normal menstruation cycle, but a chronic menstrual ailment.
在当时的犹太宗教里头，他们认为一个人患了疾病就是上帝的审判。
So, at the time, they believed that any chronic illnesses comes from God's judgment.
当然，现今我们在看圣经的时候，并非完全是这样子的。
Of course, today, studying the Bible, we know that this is not always the case.
所以在当时的年代，这个患血漏的女人其实是。被人家标榜的。
So in the time, it's not easy for her.
几方面，我们看第一方面，在身体上的很不容易。
So firstly, we look at the physical difficulties.
不管是当时或者现在，一个女人在月经的时候，她身体会非常的不舒服，腰痛啊、头痛啊、腹痛啊，各样的痛。
So whether in those times or the present, when a woman is going through menstruation, they will feel very uncomfortable. They will go through cramps, headaches, and other pains.
这不只是几天，一个月几天的时间，而是一个长期十二年需要经历这样的身体的不适。
And for this woman, she doesn't just experience this for a month or a few days, but for 12 years.
另外一方面呢，不但身体的，也感到情绪上的不容易。
And not just physically, but there's emotional difficulty as well.
你身边有没有一个长期生病的人？
Do you have anyone who has chronic pains in their life?
一旦有人生病患病的时候，他其实的情绪是很不好的。
When they are in pain, their emotional feelings are not good.
我们也能够体恤，能够理解，为什么呢？因为只要你碰一下身子，他就感到疼痛；转一下身，他就很不舒服，所以心情肯定会不好。
And we can sympathize with their pain because when they touch something or they accidentally knock into something, their pain flares up. So it's very uncomfortable for them and they don't feel good.
所以每一天每一个时刻那个疼痛都一直的伴随着你脱离不了你。
So in every time, in every moment, the pain is with them. They are unable to escape from this pain.
你能够想象吗？这样的日子天天过，每一个月过，每一年都这样过，你的心情能好吗？
Can you imagine experiencing pain like this every day? Can you still be in a good mood?
所以圣经说到什么？喜乐的心乃是良药，忧伤的灵使骨头枯干。
So the Bible says, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength.
那个情绪跟你的身体的那个情况其实是有相关的影响。
So your emotions and how your physical condition is are very closely tied together.
这个患血漏的女人就像那个血漏，就像天天从她的生命这样流失掉，日复一日的消耗她的体力跟她的情绪。
So the woman who went through this bleeding, it was like her life was slowly lost from her body, draining her strength and emotions day by day.
不但是身体跟情绪，她也经历。经济上的不容易。
And not just her physical or emotional suffering, but she also went through financial suffering.
圣经在马可福音也同样记载这个故事，说到有好些医生手，他在好些医生的手中受了许多痛苦，又花尽了他一切所有的，不仅毫无起色，反而更加沉重。
So in Mark chapter 5 verse 26, it also says that this woman suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse.
身边有这样的人吗？
Do you have such a person in your life?
肯定是有。
You probably do.
我们知道每一次做了一次治疗的时候，有些病是非常昂贵的。
We know that some illnesses, their treatments are very costly.
更何况是12年的治疗。
Let alone a chronic 12-year illness.
她不同寻访不同的医生，用不同的方式来治疗自己。
She saw a lot of doctors' opinions and all sorts of treatments.
或者中药也好，吃草药也好，针灸也好，各样的疗法她都尝试了。
Maybe like Chinese medicine, herbs, acupuncture.
这些都试了，但是都没有效。十二年的与病魔的斗争，一直导致她倾家荡产，或许欠了一屁股的债。
So tried them all, but all were ineffective. So she suffered from this illness for 12 years and was likely in heavy debt.
另外一方面，我们看到她面对心理的不容易。
So we also see her mental suffering.
你能够想象面对这样的情况是多么多么的绝望吗
？Can you imagine how hopeless she felt in this situation?
或许她认为倒不如死了就算了。
Maybe she even felt that dying was better than this.
但是除了这些，她还要面对周围人对她的排斥。
Not only this, she has to face other people ostracizing her.
因为什么呢？刚才已经解释到了，不论她去到什么地方，每一个人都知道她有这个病，都会避开她。
So like we mentioned earlier, wherever she goes, people will avoid her because she was unclean.
因为她被视为不洁净，或许她可能她没有结婚。
So she was likely unmarried as well.
即便是结了婚，她的丈夫也不能触碰她。
Or even if she was married, her husband cannot touch her.
这可能导致她丈夫把她休了
，or maybe even caused her to be divorced.
你看，除了你的病情，你还面对周围人对你的排斥，这是心理上一个很孤单、很难面对的事情。
So not only do you have to go through this illness, but to have to witness people rejecting you, this is a very lonely and helpless situation.
只有我们看到她面对心灵上的创伤。
So lastly, we see her spiritual hurt.
在所有人都拒绝她的时候。她连圣殿的门口也不能够踏进去。
So when everyone was rejecting her, she couldn't even step into the temple.
你要知道，犹太人对这个礼仪、这个圣殿的朝拜是非常看重的。
The Jewish people place a lot of importance on their rituals and prayers in the temple.
这个妇人因为被视为不洁净，所以她不能够踏入圣殿里头。
And because this woman was seen as unclean, she was not able to step into the temple.
在人是跟她隔绝的。
So she is separated and isolated from other people.
连在跟神看起来似乎她也是被隔绝、被遗弃的。
And even in her relationship with God, she seems to be rejected and isolated.
看起来似乎是这样子。
So it looks to be this way.
所以就在这样的一个光景之下，你想象这个女人是多么、多么的绝望。
So what kind of desperation did this woman face in this circumstance?
我们要想象这是十二年的时间。
We have to remember that this happened to her for 12 years.
一般你面对这种十二年的被人隔绝、被人遗弃，甚至你感觉到连上帝都遗弃你的时候，你会怎样子来看？
How would you feel if you had to go through such isolation, rejection, and abandonment from people and even from God?
或许她会连自己都放弃，算了吧，就认命了。
Maybe she might even give up on herself.
我们在看她这个经文的时候，我们看到有一天她听到耶稣经过此地，她突然从那个绝望中，整个被点燃了盼望。
We see from the Bible that when she heard that Jesus was coming, she was suddenly in her desperation, she was able to see hope.
她相信耶稣能医治她。
She believed that Jesus would be able to heal her.
虽然长期她被人排斥，但是她相信只要她触碰到耶稣，她就能够得医治。
And even though she had been rejected by others for a long time, she believed that as long as she was able to touch Jesus, she would receive healing.
她的迫切逼使他跨越他的那个个人的恐惧，因为一直人都是排斥他的。现在他的迫切帮跨越他的那种恐惧，让他去愿意去挤进人群当中。
So this desperation pushed her past her fear to squeeze into the crowd.
你知道他可能靠近人群呢会被人家咒骂，但是他愿意去跨越那个害怕。
Doing so, she took the risk of being discovered and cursed out by others.
因为他相信耶稣能医治他。
But because she believed that Jesus could heal her, so she still squeezed into the crowd.
二十节里头说，她走到耶稣的背后，摸他衣服的穗子。
In verse 20, it says a woman came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak.
你要知道，耶稣经过那个城的时候，有很多很多的人拥挤耶稣。
So when Jesus was walking, he actually there was a big crowd who came to see him.
你能够想象吗？为什么他从耶稣的背后走去，他不在正面走过来呢？
Why do you think this woman came from behind Jesus, not in front of Jesus?
因为她想，如果正面走的话，正面走，耶稣也会不会像其他的人一样的排斥她
？Because she thought maybe, if she came in front of Jesus, Jesus might also reject her like the rest of the crowd.
因为已经习惯了，每一个人看到我就避开我，耶稣也会不会是这样子
？Because she had been used to people avoiding her, so she worried that Jesus would do so too.
所以她就悄悄从耶稣的背后想去摸。
And so she quietly came up behind Jesus to touch him.
我猜，估计她挤进人群的时候，她用整个衣服包裹，只剩下眼睛那个缝隙，怕有人认出她。
So my guess is that she might have covered herself up very tightly, leaving only her eyes uncovered, worried that other people would recognize her.
所以当时她心里怎么想？只要我摸到她的衣服，我就必痊愈。
And she thought to herself, if I only touch his cloak, I will be healed.
虽然看摸的衣服看起来好像有点迷信哈。
So even though we see that her method seems superstitious,
但是我们从那个福音的书的三卷书的里头，我们看到在记载这个故事的时候，却没有发现耶稣有对他任何的指责或者是纠正。
But as we read the records of this story in the three Gospels, we don't see Jesus rebuking her or correcting her in any way.
相反的，耶稣还肯定了他的信心。
And actually, the opposite was true. Jesus even affirmed her faith.
所以圣经里头说到什么呢？我只要我摸他的衣服，我就必痊愈。
So the Bible says, if I only touch his cloak, I will be healed.
在这里那个字痊愈，那个希腊文是 sozo.
So in the Greek, original Greek language, healed, the word used for healed is sozo.
这个字 sozo 一般是用来就是讲到救赎或者是保全、拯救、免于永远的死。罪的审判
So it's used to mean make whole, saved from eternal death and judgment.
似乎在暗示我们，作者在暗示我们，这个女的带着这个信心，不单求医治，她也相信耶稣能够拯救她的罪。
So the author is hinting that this woman who sought healing also believed that Jesus could heal her sin.
因为要知道耶稣有一切的权柄。
Because she knows that Jesus has all authority.
医生能做到所有医生所做不到的。
And he can do what all the other doctors cannot.
耶稣能够拯救他的生命。
He can save her life.
所以在这样的绝望的里头，这个妇人因着相信耶稣，点燃了他的那个希望，从他的洞穴走进人群当中来触摸耶稣。
So in this desperation, because of Jesus, who completely renewed her hope, this woman was able to walk from the cave that she was in into the crowd to touch Jesus.
所以我们来看接下来耶稣怎么来回应她，甚至。给予他所求所想的，触动他整一个生命。
So next, we are going to see how Jesus gave her what she wanted and touched her entire life through grace.
我们看到耶稣的恩典的触动。
So we see Jesus's gracious touch.
在二十二节的里头，我们看到什么呢？我们一起来读二十二节好吗？一二三。
耶稣转过来看见他，就说：“女儿，放心，你的信心使你痊愈了。” 从那时起，那女人就好了。
好，我们在这边我们停一下。我们看到这个女人是从耶稣的背后悄悄走过去的。
So we see that this woman, quietly, secretly came up from behind Jesus.
她以为耶稣跟其他的人一样，不愿意接近她，不愿意触碰她。
And she thought that Jesus might be unwilling to touch her, just like the rest of the crowd.
她的人生经历决定了这位上帝。她以为这个啊，这位耶稣也是跟其他的人也是一样的。
So her experiences in life have shaped her opinions about what Jesus is, about who Jesus is.
因为她在猜想，如果耶稣像其他人一样看到她的，也会不会一样的闪避
？So she guessed that if Jesus looked at her, he might.Avoid her like the rest of the crowd.
但是在这里，我们看到二十二节说到耶稣转过来看见他。
So in verse 22, we see that Jesus turned around and having seen her.
耶稣有必要转过来吗
？Did he need to turn around?
因为这个妇人觉得耶稣没有必要。
So this woman thought that he didn't have to.
因为我不重要。
Because I am not important.
我是被人拒绝的。
I have been rejected by others.
我身上带着病，是不洁净的。
I am unclean. I have illness.
我不用去耽搁耶稣在赶着去耶路加的那个路程，我不需要耽搁他的时间。
I shouldn't be an obstruction to Jesus's time because he's rushing to Jairus's house.
但是我们在这边看到耶稣转过来看他。
But here we see that Jesus turned around to look at her.
耶稣不但看他，还向他说话。
And also spoke to her.
不但向他说话，他还触碰他。
Not just spoke to her, but also touched her.
我们能够想象这位耶稣带着多么大的慈爱跟恩典来回应她。
So what, like Jesus's response towards her was full of love and grace.
耶稣不但回应她，耶稣还说：“女儿，放心。”
He not only looked at her, but he told her to be of good courage.
和合本用的那个字比较接近原文，说要勇敢，女儿。
So in this other Chinese translation, the 和合本 it says to be brave.
所以原文里头这个字要勇敢，就是要勇敢起来，要高兴起来。
So in the original language, it means to be brave, to be happy.
所以在这里我们要问，为什么耶稣告诉他要勇敢起来，要高兴起来呢？而且是在一个大庭广众的面前对这个女人这样说。
So why did Jesus tell this woman to be brave, to be joyful, and in front of a large crowd?
所以之前我们已经提到那个背景了，这个女人是在整个社会里头不被接纳，是被隔离，被视为不洁净的。
So before this, we talked about the background of the time. The Jewish people saw her as unclean.
凡她所经过的地方，就像过街老鼠，或者像瘟神一样，人人都会闪避她。
So wherever she visited, people would avoid her like the plague.
长期这样的日子，让他感已经习惯人的排斥、人的唾弃，甚至已经习惯了不被人接纳，失去人最基本的尊严。
So after a long time of living this way, of being getting used to people's rejections and being shunned by others, to even lose basic respect from other people.
所以这个时候，耶稣对他说：“你要勇敢起来，你要高兴起来。”
Jesus told her to be brave, to be joyful.
你可以摘下你的那个遮羞布了，不用再躲藏了。
To cast aside the cloth that she hides behind.
不用再让忍受人的嘲讽了，你可以回到正常人的生活了。
That there's no need to hide or put up with other people's mocking, and she can return to normal life.
更重要的是，耶稣说什么呢？你的信救了你。
And most importantly, because of faith, she has been saved.
一样的字，痊愈跟这个救了你是一样的，那个 sozo 的意思。
So over here, saved is also sozo.
所以这个字救了你是一个过去式的已经成就的事情。
So it is in past tense. It's something that has already happened.
就耶稣说，你的信拯救了你的灵魂，免于死亡跟审判。
So Jesus is saying that your faith has saved you from death and the judgment of sin.
这个女人最初的动机是想得医治，但是耶稣给予她所超过的，她所求的，使她的灵魂不但身体得医治，也灵魂得了拯救。
So this woman's original intent is to seek healing for her physical ailment, but what Jesus has given her is beyond what she has asked for.
这个女人的绝望中以信心去触摸耶稣，但是上帝却以恩典来触动她整个生命。
So this woman reached out to touch Jesus to receive physical healing, but
这个女人我讲到哪里了都忘了。好，没问题，你们应该听得懂了。好，我们回到里头就想到我们要问一个问题，就是是不是只要我们有信心，我们的疾病就会得医治？
We need to ask, is it as long as one has faith, your illness will be healed?
所以这个问题我们会经常会提到，因为我们身边都有些人得到重大疾病的。
So So that's a question that we will ask quite often because there are people around us who face illnesses.
所以从这个故事，我们确实看到这个妇人因着她相信神，她得了医治。
So in this story, we see that because of this woman's faith, she received healing.
但圣经也没有应许我们，只要我们有信心，我们就必定得医治。
But the Bible doesn't promise us that as long as we have faith, we will definitely receive physical healing.
圣经中我们有看到一些的人物，他们是神忠心的子民，比如说约伯、保罗、西西家。
So in the Bible, we see some of God's faithful people, such as Job, Paul, Hezekiah.
他们即便得了疾病，也没有完全马上得了医治。
They also suffered through pain and illnesses, but they did not receive healing.
在列王记下十三章的十四节，他里头说到那个神的先知以利沙得了必死的病。
So for example, in 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 14, it says that Elisha had fallen sick with the illness of which he was to die.
我在想起西西家确实得了病，最终神确实医治了他。
Although some of the names mentioned earlier, they did eventually receive healing.
但有几个这边我们提到的，确实他们得了病之后没有得医治。
But there are also others who they had faith, but their illnesses were not healed.
但是我们看到他们对神的信心依然是坚固的。
But we see that their faith in God continues to be steadfast.
所以我们不能够从这个故事里头就得到一个结论，说到我们是不是得医治是根据我们对神的信心的大小。
So we cannot use this story to come to the conclusion that whether we receive healing is based on how much faith we have in God.
相反的，这个故事要告诉我们，就是信心会让我们在绝望中去寻找上帝。
So conversely, what this tells us is that faith will push us to seek God in our desperation.
有时候我们的信心回应，我们神确实医治了我们的疾病。
And sometimes God does respond with healing.
我们也听过不少的这样的见证。
We have heard of many such testimonies.
但有些时候，神也允许疾病留在我们的身上。
But other times God does allow illness to remain in us.
因为神要教我们不同的功课。
To teach us a different lesson.
每一个人都不一样。
And everyone is different.
所以神有他的时间，神有他的计划。
God has his timing and his plans.
神的时间并不是按着我们时间而定，神的计划并不是按着我们的计划而行。
So his timing is not based off our timing. His plans are not based off our plans.
我们依然可以寻求神在我们疾病当中来医治我们。
We can still ask God to heal our illnesses.
但我们要更完全相信神的主权。
But we need to even more so to fully believe in God's authority.
神的智慧，神的美善跟神的慈爱。
His wisdom, his goodness and love.
是不是只有在健康的时候我才相信这些，在病痛我就不相信了？
Not only to believe him in when we are healthy, but also to believe in him when we are ill.
所以这个也考验了我们，也显明了到底你的信心是什么。
So this is a test of our faith.
诗篇十六章第二节说到：“我的好处不在你以外。”
In Psalm 16, verse 2, it says, "I have no good apart from God."
你相信吗？
Do you believe?
最后的时候，我想用一个故事来结束今天的分享。
So we'll end off with a story.
这故事是安妮·庄孙芬。
So this is Annie Johnson Flint.
她是一位近代的女诗人，她曾经写了一首我们曾经听过的一首诗歌，叫做《神未曾应许天色长廊》。
She's a famous Christian poet and once wrote a poem very familiar to us, "God has not promised skies always blue."
在1866年，她出生了，然后在美国的新泽西州。
So Annie was born in 1866 in New Jersey.
三年后，她妈妈生了她的妹妹之后就过世了。
And 3 years later, her mother passed away delivering her sister.
所以安妮跟她的妹妹从小就成了孤儿呢，被一个家庭叫做 Flynn 这个家人来领养他们。
So Annie and her sister became orphans and were adopted by the Flynn family.
所以安妮八岁的时候就信主，九岁就开始写诗。
So she received Christ when she was 8. And she started writing poems when she was 9.
在少女的时候，她就开始就作曲，然后演奏钢琴。
So in her youth, she would compose songs and perform them.
就当时她患上了这个关节炎。
And she actually was diagnosed with arthritis.
所以在20多岁的时候，安妮在学校里头教音乐。
So when she was in her 20s, she taught music in schools.
但是不久之后，她的那个关节炎发作，她就不能够在学校继续的任教。
But shortly after she was diagnosed with arthritis, and she wasn't able to teach anymore.
往后的40年，安妮一直生活在痛苦当中。
So in the next 40 years, she suffered through pain.
她手指的那个关节一天一天的损坏，使她的整个身体的那个变成畸形。
So the joints in her body slowly became deformed.
她周围的基督徒朋友也劝她说，你要不你跟神寻，凭着信心向神祈求神来医治你。
And her friends around her urged her to seek healing in faith to God.
她经过一段时间去祷告寻求神跟读经。
So she spent time meditating on God's word and seeking God.
所以神也跟她回应。之后他就这么回应说到，神可以医治，但神对每一个人有不同的旨意，而神要用我的软弱来荣耀神。
And this is what she said, that God responded to her, that God could heal, but he has a different plan for everyone. He wants to use my weakness to glorify him.
安妮相信神的恩典够他用，因此他顺服。
So Annie believed that God's grace was sufficient for her, and so she obeyed.
安妮在晚期的时候，她受尽一切的痛苦。
So at the end of her life, she suffered through a lot of pain.
因为长期卧床，她导致她身体长了很多的疮。
Because she was bedridden and lying in bed so often, she had a lot of sores on her body.
她需要用八个枕头将她的身体垫起来。
And she needed 8 pillows to cushion her body.
她没办法自己上厕所，她需要时刻穿着尿片。
She wasn't able to use the washroom on her own. And needed to wear diapers.
之后她就开始慢慢的失明。
And she also gradually lost her sight.
在这样的情况下，她写的这首诗歌叫做《主恩典》，主恩典更丰富。
And in this circumstance, she wrote the poem, "He gives more grace."
我读这段第二段的这个诗歌，她说到：当我们疲倦，一切的力量用尽。
So this is the second half of the poem. When we have exhausted our store of endurance,
工作未完成，已感能力不够。
When our strength has failed, ere the day is half done.
当我们能力的来源已到尽头。
When we reach the end of our hoarded resources.
那时父的洪恩正开始倾流。
Our Father full giving is only begun.
副歌里头说到，主爱无限无疆，主恩无可测量。
And the chorus says, His love has no limit, His grace has no measure.
主大能远超过世人所能想。
His power has no boundary known unto men.
都从无限无量丰富的主耶稣。
For out of his infinite riches in Jesus.
主施恩又施恩又再次施恩。
He gives and gives and gives again.
我们很难想象像安妮这样的一个人，她怎么度过她每一天。
We cannot imagine how people like Annie live through each day.
在痛苦当中，她怎么去回应，依然相信她所相信的这位天父是慈爱的。
In her pain, how was it that she was able to respond in faith to her heavenly Father?
圣经里头说到什么？我们一起来念这段经文，《哥林多后书》十二章。
So the Bible says.
所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好让基督的能力临到我身上。
Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
今天你面对怎样的一个困境呢？
What kind of circumstances are you facing today?
或许是家庭的，或者是孩子的各样的问题。
Maybe it is in your family, difficulty with your children.
可能是你的身体的状况，出了状况。
Maybe it's a physical condition that you are going through.
你一直跟神求，神啊，求你来医治我。
You keep praying to God, God, please heal me.
但是事情没有被处理掉，反而似乎好像更加的严重。
But the problem has not been solved and even worsened.
圣经说我的恩典够你用，我的恩典够你用。
The Bible says, My grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you.
问题没有解决。
The problem may not be resolved.
我们的资源都耗尽了。
And our resources are depleted.
但耶稣说我的恩典够你用。
But Jesus says that His grace is sufficient for you.
不管安妮也好，或者在圣经里这个妇人也好。
Whether it's Annie or the woman in the Bible,
我们两个都看到一个相同处，就是他们被病魔折磨。
We see a common similarity in that they were both suffering with illness.
我们同样的看到画面，罪也在折磨我们每一个人。
And we see similar images in all of us that we are suffering with sin.
罪就像一个不治之症，长期的折磨让我们受苦。
Sin is like a chronic illness that causes us a lot of suffering.
我们陷在其中无法自拔。
We are trapped in the middle of it. We are unable to extricate ourselves from the situation.
罪就像那种血漏一样，一点一点的耗尽我们的生命。
It's like a blood disorder slowly draining out our life.
直到我们有一天死去。
Until we die.
就像这个妇人一样，耗尽一切的钱财都无法使这个血漏的病得医治。
So just like this woman who depleted all of her money, and still could not find a cure.
我们也一样的，用尽一切的方法，我们都没办法摆脱罪的这个捆绑跟束缚。
We are so unable to escape the trappings of sin, despite trying all sorts of ways.
像这个血漏的妇人一样，她被视为不洁净，她无法进到圣殿里头去朝拜。
So just like this woman who was unable to enter the temples because she was seen as unclean.
我们人也是一样，因着我们的罪，我们无法来到神的面前。
And we are the same. We are unable to come in front of God because of our sin.
罪的代价是死亡。
So the wages of sin is death.
我们永远跟神隔绝。
And we are forever separated from God.
这个妇人尝试了各样的方法来解决她血漏的问题。
So this woman tried all sorts of ways to receive healing.
我们世人也一样，尝试了各样的方法来解决我们罪的问题。
And we are the same. We try all sorts of ways to resolve our problem of sin.
我们一生耗尽我们所有的资源，尝试来解决我罪的问题。
We drain all of our resources in life to resolve this problem.
但是今天耶稣来到这里。
But today Jesus is here.
你在绝望当中，你愿意来呼求上帝吗
？In your desperation, are you willing to cry out to God?
你愿意用你信心的手来触摸耶稣吗
？Are you willing to reach out in faith to touch Jesus?
这妇人可能有很多的借口不去触摸耶稣。
This woman had a lot of reasons to not reach out to Jesus.
我只是一个小人，我不足以让耶稣来关注我。
I'm nobody. I'm not worth it for Jesus to stop for me or notice me.
耶稣正赶往去耶鲁的家，我不应该麻烦他。
Jesus is rushing to Jairus's house. I shouldn't disturb him.
过去我都用了各种的偏方，耶稣有用吗？有帮助，能够帮助我吗
？I've tried all sorts of methods in the past. Is there any use to seek Jesus out?
或许你已经听闻过耶稣，但是你迟迟没有做那个决定。
Maybe you have already heard of Jesus, but you have still not made the leap of faith.
在当中，如果还有人还没认识、还没接受耶稣的人
，If there's anyone amongst us who has not known Jesus,
今天耶稣来到你的心门口里头，说耶稣爱你。
Today he is at the door of your heart. He's telling you he loves you.
他不愿意我们一直的被这个罪侵蚀。
He doesn't want you to continue being trapped by sin.
神要拯救你的生命。
He wants to save your life.
人的尽头是神的起头。
So man's end is God's beginning.
当这妇人绝望的时候，耶稣出现了。
Just when the woman was in despair, in desperation, Jesus appeared before her.
耶稣要这个妇人用信心回应。今天如果你没认识耶稣的话，你也需要用信心来回应他。
But she still needed to respond in faith. So today we also need to respond in faith.
勇敢把你的手伸出去来触摸耶稣。
To bravely reach out our hand to Jesus.
你的病即便是好了。
Even after your illness is healed.
你有一天也要离开这个世界。
One day we will still leave this world.
但是你的灵魂，若你的灵魂的罪没有解决的话。
But if you have not resolved the sin in your heart.
你会永远跟神隔离。
You will forever be.Separated from God.
耶稣已经为你的罪付上那个代价。
Jesus has already paid the price for your sin.
只有以血还血，以命抵命。
And only with his blood and his life.
Yeah, life for life.
Yeah, only blood for blood and life for life.
我们的罪才能够完全被圣洁的神赦免。
Can our sin be forgiven?
所以这个时候，我邀请敬拜团来这里。我想这个时候我们用这首诗歌回应，在当中如果你还没有信主的朋友们，我邀请你来考虑这个时间来认识接受耶稣。
So invite the worship team, we will respond with this song.
在当中的弟兄姐妹，今天如果你带着你自己的一个绝症，自己的一个困境来，
If there's anyone amongst us who has not yet known Jesus, we encourage you to take the time to really ponder over it.
带到施恩宝座前。
To bring your circumstances, your illness before God.
神要说我的恩典够你用。
God is telling wants to tell you that His grace is sufficient for you.